This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to our final hour down here at the South Point Hotel at the Wranglers National Finals Rodeo here in Las Vegas. We have this is our third day of broadcasting by our great sponsors that are allowing us to do this. We've been able to talk to just a incredible amount of people, an incredible cross-section of rodeo, including the CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, the administrative officer, the arena director here of South Point, and with all the information they have, we suffered a tragedy here in Las Vegas, of course, with a shooting which resulted in the opening ceremonies for the national finals was postponed. In recognition of what happened here and to pay honor to those people that had been killed by this madman. The opening ceremonies are tonight, but just being here, for this week has been an incredible experience. It is the 8th of December, 8:06 in the morning. News is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Linda's here with, believe it or not, the weather for Redding.
Yeah, 37 degrees in the downtown studios as we get along today. We will have, it'll be about 57 today. As we progress through the week, the weekend, 61 tomorrow, 36 overnight lows. We'll get more into the weather and the breakdown later. But we also want to do, before we begin, we do want to thank our title sponsor, Shasta Regional Wind River Resort Casino and Hotel, as well as Redding Rancheria. And remember, on Wednesday night for the rodeo, on opening night, it will be Native American night.
For the Redding Rodeo.
Yes. What am I calling it?
Well,
am I all over the place?
You are right now.
Okay, sorry.
But it's okay. It's okay.
I think you're doing great. I'm buying into it. I'm waking up because of what you're saying.
Oh, I love it. So we thank you for our title sponsors. But you know, it's been. I've got to share this before we begin. Is that I've never been. I mean, I love rodeo. I started at Placer County at 6 and 7. And 8, and my dad would take me, and I remember we would dance. I'm going to get emotional. We would dance, you know, like the little girl stepping on her dad, you know, riding on her dad's feet and dancing. And then I was in 4-H, and I did the bake-off sales. And when I also did horse with my dad, horses at 4-H, and that's kind of, we lived in the country outside in Pleasant Valley. And then later on, I went to the Folsom Rodeo. So rodeo's always been kind of at a distant. Later on, driving through the states, going to Cody, going to Hershey, Pennsylvania, whenever I was with the Gold Diggers on tour, if it was something that was a rodeo or Western, whether it would be rodeo, sometimes we would go to the races. There were always kind of horses in the picture. And then, lo and behold, 16 years ago, I met Carl. We make Redding our home, first time for both of us to really live someplace this long and make it our community. So Shasta County, Tehama, all of that. And so through that, we've been in love with the Redding Rodeo and the Red Bluff Roundup. And we get to meet these incredible people. And now here we are at the at the finals for 2 years in a row. Last year was our first year. Here we are. We're broadcasting live 3 shows. Can you believe how blessed we are? We've got John Growney with us. And I have my husband sitting next to me, but it's just like you kind of have a crush. You know, you have a crush like on Steve McQueen. I got a crush on John Growney.
Yeah, well, you're nuts too. So
Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. Yeah. Well, I am happy to be here with you guys. It's funny to be here in Las Vegas talking with you too, though, and with the KCNR.
Yes.
With the KCNR sign right behind you, and it's pretty awesome. And you have talked with some great people. So, some great interviews.
And we wanted to finish with you because, you know, your name has been mentioned
Best for last.
This is my world. This is my life.
It is.
And let's talk a little bit about that, if you don't. But I know you don't really like talking about yourself that much because
there's
really
so many
more
other great
of a
things to talk about.
You're a champion of other people, and you've brought so many people along and up. But share with our listeners a little bit about your life, where you were, how you were born into become this legend in the rodeo world.
Well, I tell everybody God had a plan because I had nothing to do with this plan. But I'm a car dealer's son. I was raised in town. Every once in a while, we owned a horse. My dad roped a little bit. But the Owens family, they're all big cattle men around around Red Bluff and Redding, actually. So John Owens, my age, and my dad was best friends with his dad. So I learned to be a cowboy through the Owenses, you know, going out on ranches, learning to gather, learning to rope during brandings and stuff like that. So there was people there guiding me to where I am today. And
well,
actually can be emotional sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I look back, I know that God has a plan.
Yeah.
I'm not a preacher or anything like that. But as you get older, you start realizing all these great things that happened to me. It happened with somebody else directing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
we want to go divine guidance. It's not intervention, but it could be
whatever you want to call it. But
The
right people coming into my life at the right time, and just guiding me through this.
So the Owens were the Owens family. Was there a particular person that would have been the mentor?
I guess there really wasn't because they were all there for me. But John Owens is my age, and we've known each other since we're birthed. His dad was Jack, and that was my dad's good friend. But all the Owenses were good friends of my dad, and they all did business with my dad. And so I think the three that the very most that I think about is Jack Owens, Jim Owens, and Craig Owens. They sort of mentored me along, and they didn't baby it. You know, they just threw you on a horse that might buck you off and all the little good things that happen. And you just learn to be a cowboy. You know, sometimes I think I was a cowboy, but I was learning to be a cowboy. So I was being a cowboy in waiting or whatever you want to call it.
Cowboy in training.
And it seems to be a long life lesson.
Well,
you get in a lot of wrecks.
When did you start riding in the rodeo?
Okay. all this was a plan because I weighed 87 pounds when I was a freshman in high school. And I was second and third string everything on every team. So I finally met a kid, this Robin Glines, when I was a freshman in high school, and his older brother rode bulls. And we started hanging out. Next thing I know, we were going to a junior rodeo in Susanville, and I won the cow ride. There were probably 100 cow riders there, and I won the cow ride. And it was like it was pitch black the whole time I was riding, but I didn't let go. So anyway, I won this belt buckle. And then, you know, back in then, it was cool to be a cowboy in Red Bluff High. And so then I was really cool. So
you had that belt buckle. Yeah,
I had that belt buckle. And everybody knew that this little John Grounde won the cow ride. So I was cool.
and then it progressed. You kept.
It did. And then, you know, that's where my life was taking me. And so I junior rodeoed with my friends all through high school. And then I started college rodeo, and when I went to school at Chico State, and I was on there was only like two or three of us on the team, but we ended up third that year, so we did really good. But, and then to go back, when I was 5-6 years old, Cotton Rosser was working for the 101 and the Stover Ranch, and that's how he married his first wife, Linda. But I'm 5-6 years old, and they're all talking about this rodeo cowboy. And I'm just a little, but it left an impression on me. And the next week after the cattleman's field day that they had at the Stover Ranch, and I really, now I like this Cotton Rosser. He's a cowboy. The next week is Red Bluff, and he's competing in the steer wrestling, the bronc riding, and one other event. and he does fairly well in them. So he became my hero when I'm 6 years old. And until he died, he was my hero.
Cotton Rosser.
Flying U Rodeo Company.
Yeah.
And so I always wanted to emulate him and to be like him. And I was blessed because of the direction of the divine intervention of the right people coming into my life at the right time. And I got in the rodeo business. And about that same time, Christian Brothers were starting to have trouble. And we were building our rodeo company up, and they were having trouble. So they brought us along with them. And we were there when they went out of business. We were just sitting there, and we inherited about five, six really good rodeos. And Redding was one of them.
Okay. We're here with John Grani, who is, I tell you what. He is a legend in rodeo, but what is so cool is because we know John, and he sees us, and hey, Carlin.
Yeah.
But watching the other people. I mean, it's hard to get close to
them. They come close to bowing down. But anyway.
No, they don't. I've got 45, almost 50 years of experience.
Yeah.
And the old guys have died, so I'm next.
Oh.
And so with that said, I can guide them. I can help them get through the PRCA, roadblocks and different things like that, or I can recommend an announcer or a bullfighter or a clown or somebody. And so they gravitate to me for that reason, but I don't think they really gravitate to me because I'm John Grani. I've lived off the reputation of Lane and Red Rock, and then I'm Margo Grani Trujillo's brother, and she's married to a world champion. So now I have a nephew that's riding bulls really good.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about him in a minute, but we got to take a quick break here.
Shout out to our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria, holds their annual Stillwater Powwow during the first weekend in October. And the Redding Rancheria is a proud sponsor of the Native American Night at the Redding Rodeo that just celebrated 75 years. This is Carl and Linda Bott as we broadcast live from Las Vegas here at South Point. We'll be right back.
If you are 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Attention veterans. veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the South Point Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. For Carl and Linda Bott, we're here at the National Finals Rodeo, the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. This is going to be our third day of broadcasting, our last. We'll be back in the studios on Monday. It's just been a great, great experience as usual. And I think the greatest experience, all the things that are going on, is the people we've met. And the people we've talked to and the people we've been around. And it is truly, you know, when they tell you that rodeo is a real people sport, they are exactly right. And we're blessed to have some sponsors here, and Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of them.
Safety Excellence Award.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Joint Replacement Excellence Award.
He can't hear you.
Oh. Okay, Patient Safety Excellence Award and Joint Replacement Excellence Awards. If you see all the different five-star recipient...
You've got to get closer, honey.
...failure. So, anyway, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Okay, they just can't hear you. I'm getting stuff from the... Thank you. Hey, our guest today is, or for our final hour here, is John Grounding. And John, of course, had a... you know, came up through the business. He started when he was 87 pounds, and won. And that's the first time I heard about this. Won the steer riding contest.
It's actually cow riding.
Cow round. Okay.
Some cattleman from up there at Susanville, Lassen County, brought his cows in, and they had there was 100 cow riders. I always remember. I won like $150 and a nice belt buckle.
There you go. Okay, I gotta ask it. You still have that belt buckle?
No, I always gave my belt buckles away, and that was one of my first ones, and, you know, I wore it till I won another one, and then I gave that to somebody, so.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know where it is right now.
Now, you're here, of course, with the PRCA, and we're here at South Point Hotel, and this is an incredible, incredible facility.
It is a great facility.
And you know the owner real well.
Right, Michael Gunn. I think we've been here almost 17 years now or something. Like that. It goes by really fast. But this is a Western horse facility, and they have world champion jumping horses here. They have cutters, reiners. Something out of there's 48 events out of the 52 weeks. And then for you guys that are Northern California, Joe Bumgardner, the famous bullfighter, he runs this back part here, the facility as far as getting dirt in, dirt out, the panels in, panels out, steam cleaning every one of the, making sure they're steam cleaned after every event. And
the stalls are
so
clean. They're
I'm really
amazing.
Proud of Joe. So it's nice.
Yeah, he's a local boy up there.
From Red Bull. Probably one of the most well-known bullfighters, or protectors, actually. He didn't really fight bulls like the Wrangler bullfights, but he worked for us for almost 20 years, and he was here at the finals for 14, 15 years, and at the PBR finals for 17 years. So he is really well known. So I'm always proud of him, and he, you know, we're all close still. So Joe works back here, but Michael Gaughan, this was his vision a long time ago. He was sort of raised by Benny Binion. His dad, Jockey Gaughan, owned a lot of casinos, but that was back in the 40s and 50s and 60s. And now Michael Gaughan, sort of a front runner here in Las Vegas. And in the horse world, in the rodeo world, he's really well respected. So the other casinos go to him for advice and different. So I'm really proud of him and what he's done. And then also I have a distant cousin, Ryan Grounie, that is the manager here. And you just wonder sometimes, does Michael Gaughan have that great a vision? He introduced me. I met Ryan when he was about 14, and we knew we were cousins, but we knew we were distant. Like, Ryan's an eighth cousin, and they're from, his family's from Omaha, Nebraska, in that area, and in Kansas. And so, anyway, he's the manager here now, and it's just like family here. So it really fits what I do.
Well, you know, it's funny, because when I heard the name, Grounie, and I went, No, it's got to be a coincidence. No, it's not. It's not a coincidence.
So Michael Gaughan, you know, and he's like the old guard here, you know. He's not the mob, but he's, you know, what Michael Gaughan says goes. And we're sitting there, and I'm meeting Ryan, and I'm meeting his dad, Mike Grounie, same as my brother. We don't change names in the Grounie family. But anyway, and I meet Ryan, and Ryan's about 14 and a half. And Michael Gaughan is, I've just met Michael Gaughan probably two or three days before that. And he goes, he'll come and work for you when he's out of high, you know, when he gets his driver's license, he'll come work. So all through high school, he worked for us. And then when he was in college, he'd come and work for us. But I think he knew that he wanted Ryan to have the knowledge of the cowboy world, because I think he already knew when Ryan was 14 that he'd be managing this one of these days.
Wow.
And Ryan's now, I think Ryan's 44 years old or something like that. But Michael Gaughan had this vision, and this was a great vision for horses, for rodeo, for the world that I live in, and then also adding Ryan into management. It just made life so wonderful.
Is it, yeah. You know what? This is the kind of great interview
backstory.
I love. The backstories on this, because we have not met one person here in this hotel, from waitresses to people all through, that just don't think the world of Michael.
Right.
They all call him Michael.
Right, they do, and they all know him. And
they do.
And he, you know, he's not beyond, you know, they have a big cafeteria down below where all the employees eat.
Yeah.
And, they, you know, they get their lunches free and when they're working here. Uh-huh. And Michael Gaughan will go down there and have lunch with them or something.
That's
like
what
that.
They said.
Right.
You know, he's down there having lunch with everybody.
He is so awesome. I'm really proud of him.
His people.
And you said that he paid them when... During COVID, when everything was shutting down, he still paid them.
Right, they weren't working. One of the jokes around here is they, you know, they had to shut down. There was no way of locking the doors. They never had odd lock. They don't have locks on or anything. So they had to go get chains and locks and lock the doors with chains and locks.
Oh, my gosh.
Because ever since this thing's been open, it's 24 hours a day.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
And what a great place. And you know, the... And I, you know what, if you're coming to Las Vegas, and you're not right on the strip, but you're close. But the thing about it is all the amenities, the way the people treat you here, the parking, all the restaurants.
It's beautiful.
It's awesome.
So
the room rates are excellent.
Yes, they are.
And then the food, certainly, you know, the food is excellent food, and it's inexpensive.
Yeah.
And so it just makes it nice to be here.
Right.
I feel this is my home away from home.
Well,
oh,
I tell you what, anytime we come to down here, this is where
this
we're going
to
stay.
Place to stay.
And now we have the news is that 10-year extension.
Right, and that was really good news. That was actually bothering Michael Gaughan. This was Benny Binion's, and when Benny Binion died, he goes, you know, he was telling Michael, this is your responsibility, you know, don't let it leave. And so it was really bothering Michael that they might pack up and move because they were being offered more money.
We're talking about the PRCA.
The PRCA and another town was trying to, you know, another city was trying to get this event.
Yeah, the National Fund.
And so it was all about money and then without thinking about what's offered here. But Tom and the PRCA, I think in their wisdom, knew that in the long term, this was the place to be.
And they made
so it worked out good, and I know it made Michael Gunn feel really good.
Yeah.
And when he feels really good, I feel really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
this is good.
He feels good. Everybody feels good.
Right.
So
that's
as
right.
we're sitting in front of the arena today, we were talking about this with you, John, before we came on live.
As
we're doing
sale.
Right over here is this bucking. Can you share with our listeners what transpires here?
Okay, well, this when Benny Binion was alive, when we used to do this sale right there at Thomas Mack in the morning, and we'd be out of there by 2 o'clock, and the rodeo had happened that night. But so many things were happening at the Thomas and Mack that we were actually there was a committee of us that were in charge of the bucking horse sale, and it's known as the Benny Binion bucking horse sale. And one of his daughters, Brenda Michael, who just passed away this year, she kept it alive. She helped donate money to it and everything. And then Michael Gunn, being part of that family, actually, he made sure that we had a home for it right here. So the sale was yesterday and today, and then the roping will start tomorrow and go all the way into next Sunday.
That's World Series roping.
World Series roping. Almost $17 million worth of prizes will be handed out.
How many competitors in this?
I don't know how that works, but there's about 100 and something competitors in every event. And it starts early in the morning and it'll go into the evening.
I heard there's thousands.
Right. So it is thousands. And it's hard. The hard thing now is finding places to park all the trailers and then find housing for all the horses. There's 1,100 stalls here, 1,100 something, but there's 1,100 stalls here. And then the Silverado across the highway, they've got stalls over there. And then
they bring in portable stalls. A
lot of portable stalls.
I think Steve said yesterday they can take about around 4,000.
Right. A lot of good horses, a lot of money.
We have to take a quick break here. We are here with John Grant, who's just given us a background about the hotel, what's going on here. We're going to talk about a new company he has. Talk about the old company and then the new company. But this portion of the show brought to you by
Holiday Harbor. Let's thank our Bronco sponsor. Open 7 days a week starting April through October and 5 days a week November through March. You know, you can go on to lakeshasta.com and reserve your boat. Why not rodeo at night and party on the lake?
Remember that off-season rates are happening during rodeo week, so you can save some money there, and they've got everything you can imagine to have a great time on the lake. So party on the lake during the day and bucking by the river at night. That's Holiday Harbor. We'll be right back.
You and me go fishing in the dark.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Redding Light. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaws.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Girl too pretty, but too much class, being too lucky.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of South Point. Yeah, we're down here at South Point Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada for the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, and which was supposed to start last night and was postponed to tonight due to the tragedy they had here on the University of Nevada Las Vegas campus. But we have been interviewing just a wonderful selection of people, starting with our Reading Rodeo people, with competitors, with John Payne, the one-armed bandit, who's been an entertainer at Reading Rodeo for years, 15 times Entertainer of the Year for the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. We had the CEO of the Professional Cowboys Association, Tom Glaus, and their Steve Knowles, their operations and admin guy. Today we've had the general manager over there at Red Bluff Roundup, and talking about the different things they're doing, the things they've got going, and how Reading and Red Bluff are very, very much simpatico. And then we've got John Grounding, but John is such an icon and a hero around here. He's talking, and he's got cowboys around him and other people, and so I mean he just got sucked away from here, and it's just beautiful to see. Of course, John Grounding, his company owned Red Rock, and in the big battle that Lane Frost and Red Rock had over the years, and how famous it made the Reading Rodeo, but how famous it made that bull. And he was such a competitive bull, but such a gentle bull. So, and like I said, he is surrounded. I hope I can get him back over here. Yeah.
John, the world is waiting.
Okay. Yeah, he's on his way back now. You know, John, This is exactly what I meant. And you go, oh, no, it's not like that. Boom. You're surrounded by competitors, by now, I don't know who those people are, but are they?
They're friends from Sonoma.
In Sonoma.
That's where my mom was raised.
Oh, okay.
And so I met them through rodeo, and but they're lifetime friends.
Yeah. Okay, so the bucking horse sale here, we talked about how it came about, but what happens in this? Is this, these are all rodeo horses we're talking
about. But, you know, I told you, this stock contracting world, it's tough. There's very little money in it. And this is almost a sad part about the rodeo business. Are we good?
Yeah, we're good. We're,
okay.
We're on.
The thing about the rodeo business is it's so financially tough that some of these guys, when they have a really good horse, they end up having to sell that horse because they can make some really a good saddle bronc horse is worth $100,000 now. So we'll see what they bring. Some horses brought $40,000, $50,000 yesterday. But then you're seeing more and more stock contractors on the upper end that have another business that can help finance the rodeo business. And even we're in that category now. And it's a good feeling that, you know, we can still do a great job putting on rodeos, but there's an outside source of money that helps finance the rodeo company.
Different income streams.
Right.
And you're back into the
contract. We really, this Patrick Witham, he's the owner of Pro Rodeo, Legacy Pro Rodeo, and that's our rodeo company. And he came to me last year during the NFR and says, hey, I want to hire you to help me find a good rodeo company. And I called this Jeff Flinton, and they're out of Utah, and they were the Kirby Rodeo Company, Bar T. And they started in 1948. They were an old established company like the Flying U. And I just called Jeff to ask him questions about some other stock contractors. And he shared some information that I needed to know on about five different stock contractors that were selling. But then at the end of our conversation, he goes, we haven't told anybody, but we're for sale also.
Oh, my.
And for us to find this rodeo company, the Bar T, it just could not have been any better. And so we've got a lot of good broncs, a lot of good bulls, and then we're able to add to that team. And that's the whole idea of in the rodeo business. It's like a football team. You know, some age out, horses age out, bulls age out, and then are they get crippled a little bit, or, you know, they decide they just don't want to be a bucking horse or a bucking bull anymore. But we're able to keep adding to that team, and then we're raising bucking horses and buying bucking horses. So I see a great future for this pro rodeo company that I work for, this Legacy Pro Rodeo.
So the question would be, like you talk about that it's very much like a football team.
It's exactly.
So you have like a manager, and how many people would be in your company?
Okay, well, we have a livestock boss, and I'm sort of the PR guy, and I'm sort of a manager also because of the knowledge that I bring with me. And then a lot of the new rodeos that when we bought Kirby out, the Bar T out, you're not guaranteed a rodeo because that committee, their relationship was established with the company that they already had. And not just the company, but the family and
right.
The people they dealt with all the time. So I feel like I'm dragging.
But you know, you brought.
Well,
you
I knew.
Brought, yeah,
I,
you
I knew.
John.
I knew somebody on every committee that
yeah.
I went to.
Yeah.
And so it helped because they had reservations about this new outfit that was coming in, you know, going to take over that rodeo company. They didn't know what it was going to be like, you know, our personality or who we
yeah.
were or anything. And then my job was just to reassure them that we're going to be a bigger and better company than the company we bought. And we proved it last summer, and our relationship with the Cowboys is great, with our committees is great, and now our reputation of bucking stock is so good that we're going to Denver and San Antonio and Houston this year and to Nampa, four major rodeos, and then Red Bluff and Clovis has hired us for some livestock. So I'm doing my job, and then the company is doing their job, and we are just loaded with good saddle bronc horses and good bulls.
Well, you know,
take a break.
Well,
pretty soon.
Well, yeah, let's take a break.
Okay.
Now.
And when we come back, how many, when you say within a company and you talk about a football team, we can see at that point the visual of that. So when we come back, let's talk about the number.
Okay. No, we will.
And the other thing I'd like to talk about, you've got the experiences. What do you see in the future for pro rodeo?
And, all right. You know, and that's something we'll talk about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So this portion of the show brought to you by
our title sponsor, Wind River Resort Casino and Hotel. Remember Wednesday night, our opening night for the Reading Rodeo at 2024 is Native American Night. So get your tickets. They're on sale now, December 13th. Go to
ReadingRodeo.com. There you go. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Don't rock the jukebox. I want to hear some Jones. My heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song. Boy, you drop that quarter.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Duluth would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Reading Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Reading.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Wind River Resort and Casino is spreading holiday cheer one Benjamin at a time with our $30,000 holiday cash extravaganza swipe to win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday in December starting at 7 p.m. Five lucky winners every half hour are drawn to win up to $500 cash. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man.
Yes.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the South Point Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, here for the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. We've been here broadcasting for 3 days, just had a great time talking to a lot of wonderful people, and South Point is just a wonderful place to stay.
And we're heading to the rodeo tonight for opening night ceremony,
yeah.
And we will be doing a Facebook Live probably somewhere from the floor or the media room or something, but be watching Facebook because, and also you want to go to the Cowboy Channel so you can see the opening night ceremony as well. Thank you out to our title sponsor. We're so grateful for our title sponsor. That is Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort Casino. As we have been bringing these live broadcasts from Las Vegas, we're going to have a better than ever rodeo in Redding in 2024. Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. Remember, next year, 2024, Redding Rodeo tickets are on sale now. And on Wednesday night, 2024, opening night is our special Native American night. We also want to shout out to our Bronco sponsor, which is Holiday Harbor. Houseboat rentals, small boat rentals, RV park, full service marina, as well as Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And our guest is John Growney. You know what?
It's I feel like a guest. I feel like more of a family.
Yeah, well, you are. You
okay,
know,
all right.
You know, you could do this. You know, just John sitting here, and he just gets pulled away to groups of people. We got the stock contractor of the year for the PRC.
Jerry Nelson, Frontier Rodeo.
Yeah, and but you've got your new company, and yes. It's Legacy Pro Rodeo.
Legacy Pro Rodeo.
You know, one of the things you mentioned was, you started feeding your animals differently.
Right.
Nutritional aspect in
You know, what here we are. You know, rodeo is always the last to learn something, I guess. But the nutrition in feeding your buck and stock, we always grained and fed hay.
Yeah.
But there's more to it. There's minerals, there's vitamins, there's training, and there's exercise. So many things that, you know, I didn't know about. We all inherit what we do. And, I just emulated whatever Christensen Brothers and Flying U Rodeo Company did and no more. And then another thing is they tried to do a rodeo every weekend. They were going and going and going. And my deal with this Patrick Witham, my boss now, is we need a break. We need a weekend off every once in a while. More than often. And it worked out really good last summer where we never did a rodeo back to back. And so that stock got 10 days off instead of 5 days off. And you can just see that resting period, that good feed, good exercise, it made a difference. So our horses and bulls, we started bucking them the first part of June. And at the end of September was our last rodeo. We noticed that they got better instead of just going through a routine and they were tired. And
well, you equated this to like a football team. So if you think about football in the 70s and 80s and how people rack their bodies.
Right.
And then you see how they're protected, how Tom Brady, for instance, trains year round. Eats everything that goes into his mouth, how he trains, how he stretches.
Right.
And he can go the long game.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of money involved in it, but look at the perfection.
It pays off. What I noticed more than anything is the team stays together longer. You know, animals are just like people. They age out.
Yeah.
But as we're watching them now, instead of losing them 15 years from now or whatever, they're going to go into 20 or 25 years where they're still really good. And it was all through nutrition.
Well, you know, you've seen the classy bucking horses 20 years old.
Right.
I mean,
we know that when we feed them right and rest them right, that we don't have to reach out and buy a lot more because that team is staying together longer.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we do, like we're here, we're going to buy 3 or 4 really good saddle broncs, and we hope to find some bareback horses here. And we already bought 2 really good bulls here. And we know that if we treat them right, feed them right, and do everything the way we're supposed to, that they're going to last us longer. So we're getting more out of that.
And John, let's address the care of these animals.
The athletes.
People, the athletes. People don't realize, you know, all you hear is, oh, they're abused,
right.
Getting hit with hot shots.
Right. Almost all that is eliminated. But that was part of the old school because we didn't know any better.
Right.
But now as we're learning and we're getting better at it, we know, you know, I always wish that I had people with me sometimes. When a horse bucks off a person, that horse, instead of going off, bucking off, he'll make about one or two really good jumps right alongside that guy going, I gotcha. You know, and then his head will go up and his tail will go up and he'll go into that end zone trot, I call it.
Yeah.
And because he knows that he just beat that guy. Animals know what's going on. I actually know that horses are smarter than we are. They're more aware of what's going on around them.
I'm sorry to interrupt this, but because John Payne was here and he talked about his buffaloes, his horses, his Mustangs, they're his best friends. And he said that they have never lied to him. They've always,
they're his best friends.
He feeds him every morning and he hangs out with his animals. And that's the kind of thing that we're hearing right now with you talking about.
And
this,
you know,
care.
Something that I really learned is the young ones, the newbies. They were raised out on a pasture somewhere, or you know, they were in a feedlot if they were a bull, but they were just being handled like a regular cattle. And then all of a sudden they come into this rodeo world where they're getting on trucks, going to another arena, getting different hay, you know, doing so many things. But then they start settling into it and going, oh, that's a pretty good little world that we're living in. And you can just see them. But that first year on a young animal, it's tough on it. It's stressful and it's everything. But I think it's like me when I was in Little League. You're a young kid and you're in Little League and there's older kids you're playing against. You know, there's just stress in it if you care about what you're doing. And our animals are just like that. And so they need about a year, so we don't push them very hard that first year, or even sometimes the second year. You bring them along. You don't just push them. You don't throw them to the wolves. You don't throw them to the good cowboys until they're ready to throw the good cowboys off.
And you've had breeding programs, of course. Yes. We talk Red Rock, but your breeding programs,
right.
I'll always remember when the first time we interviewed you years ago, and you said when that bull goes into that chute and looks out there, he knows what he's doing.
Right. Here's the darn. When Donnie Kiss started raising bucking bulls, his first crop, we ended up with 3 years later after they were 3 and 4 or 5 year olds, they all came to the national finals. He had 6 bulls that all came out of the same year crop, and they were Oscar Red Rock prodigies.
Yeah.
And it was fun to watch those young bull calves come into the bucking chutes for that first time, and it was like they already knew they'd been there. It's like seeing a good bird dog they just know. You know, they don't know why, but they've been there, and they knew from the get-go what they wanted to do. So you're seeing more and more people raise bucking bulls, and through that, though, you're actually buying really good bulls at a fairly good price. It's cheaper to go buy a bull than it is to raise a bull.
Oh, okay. We're here with John Growney, and we're running out of time, unfortunately. We could keep you here all day, but we can't because people come in and pull him away and all that. And you're getting ready to go in there and buy some horses.
It is.
Yeah.
John asks us, what's it like to be, you know, married, coming on the road and doing it's been an adventure for us, really, being here. And doing a new location, adding another day. We really want to thank Pat Karch and Pam Karch. They came to help us set up all of our
Christina.
Producers.
Oh, Christina, you've done a wonderful
job.
And
our sponsors, Wind River and Shasta Regional and Holiday Harbor, they came forth and we could advertise. Because, you know, during rodeo, it brings in a lot of people. And they stay and they play and they want to do fun things. So we really appreciate the tie-in, and here we are. We've been blessed.
We have been, and
be here. We are blessed.
And, you know, having our last interview with John.
Yeah,
I agree.
Perfect.
Makes my heart.
You know, when you guys got on the committee, I knew that was the link that the Reading Rodeo was missing, and you guys will add a lot to it. You're already adding a lot to it. So I want you to know that I'm proud of you guys too, and that's what we need. I remember when I first started. You know, and I hope the city of Reading management and the government in there.
Yeah.
I hope they realize how important the Reading Rodeo is. It's probably one of the most important events that they have there. The revenue that it brings to the community is just, you can't weigh it anywhere else. And then the recognition that it gives the Reading Rodeo. I like the thing of the rodeo on the river. And it's just a great brand for Reading Rodeo. And people that have it, the rodeo arena was made for rodeo. Horses buck good in that arena. Bulls buck outstanding, and the cattle run good in it. So it just, you've got a great facility in a great location, and I just hope the people of Reading realize how great the Reading Rodeo is.
I think the people of Reading do. Again, we go back into the city governments, but John Grani, thank you so much.
He does your rodeo.
Yeah.
Ash.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been a great interview to have.
Well, you know what? We're going to use you next year to help us line up some of these people, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
But you're always going to be our final guest.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
All.com. I'm Rich Thomas. As Americans start heading home from their Christmas destinations, heavy snow and ice making the roads treacherous across parts of the Midwest and the Great Plains. Most of Nebraska and South Dakota have been facing blizzard conditions. Parts of eastern North and South Dakota dealing with a heavy blaze of ice. Encouraged by Biden immigration and border policy, a huge caravan of migrants is trudging north through Mexico, seeking to join the millions of other illegal immigrants who have arrived in the U.S. under President Biden's watch.
With cars whizzing by, this caravan of some 6,000 migrants have been walking for miles from near the Guatemala border in the hopes they can reach the U.S.-Mexico border to make their case. In Spanish, Marvin Flores says this is not how his family expected to spend their Christmas away from home.
Primer Navidad que pasamos lejos de casa.
Saying they're trying to make a better life for their children. Many have limited food and sleep on cardboard boxes on the ground. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is due in Mexico City Wednesday to hammer out new agreements to control the surge of migrants seeking entry into the United States. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And congressional talks on immigration and the border crisis set to resume at midweek. Republicans insist on tightening border security before they'll approve any additional funds for Ukraine and Israel. And they're demanding money for border security, not for speeding up the process of illegal aliens into the country. The U.S. has attacked Hezbollah targets in Iraq following a drone attack by the Iranian-backed rebels, wounded several American service members in northern Iraq. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 101 points, the Nasdaq ahead 55. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dinesh D'Souza's new blockbuster movie, Police State, exposes the government's plot to control MAGA conservatives.
These are anti-government.
We have freedom of religion and freedom of speech.
Violent extremists, and they must be dealt with.
MAGA Republicans threaten the very foundation of our republic.
Mass surveillance, censorship, and armed attacks. There's nowhere to hide.
FBI, we have an arrest warrant.
15 marked units on my property.
Military-styled soldiers pointing an automatic rifle at my head.
Are we becoming a police state?
It may be the Russia other people grew up in, but not my America.
Directed by Dinesh D'Souza, Debbie D'Souza, and Bruce Shuley, Police State sounds the alarm.
What we need is a person, and then we go find out what crime you did.
How did we give the state this kind of power?
Police State, they have their lists. Are you next?
If they're coming for me, they're coming for you.
Police State, buy it or stream it now at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
In Australia, the annual Sydney to Hobart yacht race is underway, and as these things go, this is a pretty big deal.
The fleet of yachts set sail from Sydney's spectacular harbour in sunshine, but with a forecast of thunder and rain to come. Rain had lashed the boats and crews just before the ceremonial cannon was fired to start the race. The Sydney to Hobart is renowned as one of the world's most grueling ocean events. The competitors range from supermaxis, over 21 metres, to smaller yachts. The winners should arrive in Hobart within 48 hours, But the record time is held by one of this year's favourites to win again, the 30-metre supermaxi Andrew Comanche, which won the race 6 years ago in just over 1 day and 9 hours.
The BBC's Ian McWillie. The death toll following the explosion of a smelting furnace at a Chinese-owned nickel plant in Indonesia has risen to 18, police ordering the plant to shut down pending the investigation. News and analysis, townhall.com. It's a hoax that taxes public resources, putting first responders at risk. A prank caller tried to summon police and other first responders to the Rome, Georgia home of Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene on Christmas.
A spokesperson for the Rome Police Department revealed that a man in New York called the Georgia suicide hotline claiming that he had shot his girlfriend at the lawmaker's home and was going to kill himself next. However, it turned out to be a hoax. After swiftly contacted Greene's private security, the local police verified the situation was a swatting attempt. Authorities found no reason to respond since her security detail had the situation under control. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Holiday spending running roughly 3% higher than 1 year ago. That according to the new MasterCard Spending Pulse report. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to our final hour down here at the South Point Hotel at the Wranglers National Finals Rodeo here in Las Vegas. We have this is our third day of broadcasting by our great sponsors that are allowing us to do this. We've been able to talk to just an incredible amount of people, an incredible cross-section of rodeo, including the CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, the administrative officer, the arena director here of South Point, and with all the information they have, we suffered a tragedy here in Las Vegas, of course, with a shooting which resulted in the opening ceremonies for the national finals was postponed. In recognition of what happened here and to pay honor to those people that had been killed by this madman. The opening ceremonies are tonight. But just being here, for this week has been an incredible experience. It is the 8th of December, 8:06 in the morning. News is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Linda's here with, believe it or not, the weather for Redding.
Yeah, 37 degrees in the downtown studios as we get along today. We will have, it'll be about 57 today. As we progress through the week, the weekend, 61 tomorrow, 36 overnight lows. We'll get more into the weather and the breakdown later. But we also want to do, before we begin, we do want to thank our title sponsor, Shasta Regional Wind River Resort Casino and Hotel, as well as Redding Rancheria. And remember, on Wednesday night for the rodeo, on opening night, will be Native American night.
For the Redding Rodeo.
Yes. What am I calling it?
Well,
am I all over the place?
You are right now.
Okay, sorry.
But it's okay. It's okay.
I think you're doing great. I'm buying into it. I'm waking up because of what you're saying.
Oh, I love it. So we thank you for our title sponsors. But you know, it's been. I've got to share this before we begin. Is that I've never been. I mean, I love rodeo. I started in Placer County at 6 and 7. And 8, and my dad would take me, and I remember we would dance, I'm going to get emotional. We would dance, like the little girl stepping on her dad, riding on her dad's feet and dancing. And then I was in 4-H, and I did the bake-off sales, and when I was I also did a horse with my dad, horses in at 4-H, and that's kind of, we lived in the country outside in Pleasant Valley. And then later on, I went to the Folsom Rodeo. So rodeo's always been kind of at a distant, later on, driving through the states, going to Cody, going to Hershey, Pennsylvania, whenever I was with the Gold Diggers on tour, if it was something that was a rodeo or Western, whether it be rodeo, sometimes we would go to the races. There were always kind of horses in the picture. Then, lo and behold, 16 years ago, I met Carl. We moved. We make Reading our home. First time for both of us to really live someplace this long and make it our community. So Shasta County, Tehama, all of that. And so through that, we've been in love with the Reading Rodeo and the Red Bluff Roundup. And we get to meet these incredible people. And now here we are at the at the finals for 2 years in a row. Last year was our first year. Here we are. We're broadcasting live three shows. Can you believe how blessed we are? We've got John Growney with us. And I have my husband sitting next to me, but it's just like you kind of have a crush. You know, you have a crush like on Steve McQueen. I got a crush on John Crowley.
Yeah, well, you're nuts too. So
good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. Yeah. Well, I am happy to be here with you guys. It's funny to be here in Las Vegas talking with you too, though, and with the KCNR. With the KCNR.
Yeah.
Sign right behind you, and it's pretty awesome. And you have talked with some great people, interviews.
And we wanted to finish with you
because
you know your name has been mentioned by
the
some.
Best for last.
This is my world. This is
it,
my life.
It is.
And let's talk a little bit about that, if you don't. But I know you don't really like talking about yourself that much because you're
there's
really
so many
more
other
of
great
a,
things to talk about.
You're a champion of other people, and you've brought so many people along and up. But share with our listeners a little bit about your life, where you were, how you were born into become this legend in the rodeo world.
Well, I tell everybody God had a plan because I had nothing to do with this plan. But I'm a car dealer's son. I was raised in town. Every once in a while, we owned a horse. My dad roped a little bit, but the Owens family—they're all big cattle men around our, you know, around Red Bluff and Reading actually. So John Owens, my age, and my dad was best friends with his dad. So I learned to be a cowboy through the Owenses, you know, going out on ranches, learning to gather, learning to rope during brandings and stuff like that. So there was people there guiding me to where I am today. And
which
actually can be emotional sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I look back, I know that God has a plan.
Yeah.
I'm not a preacher or anything like that. But as you get older, you start realizing all these great things that happened to me. It happened with somebody else directing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We
want to go divine guidance. It's not intervention, but it could be.
Whatever you want to call it. But
yeah.
The right people coming into my life at the right time,
right.
You know, and just guiding me through this.
So the Owens were, the Owens family, was there a particular person that would have been the mentor?
I guess there really wasn't because they were all there for me. But John Owens is my age, and we've known each other since we're birthed. His dad was Jack, and that was my dad's good friend. But all the Owenses were good friends of my dad, and they all did business with my dad. And so I think the three that the very most that I think about is Jack Owens, Jim Owens, and Craig Owens. They sort of mentored me along, and they didn't baby you. You know, they just threw you on a horse that might buck you off and all the little good things that happen. And you just learn to be a cowboy. You know, whether sometimes I think I was a cowboy, but I was learning to be a cowboy. So I was being a cowboy in waiting or whatever you want to call it.
Cowboy in training.
And it seems to be a long life lesson. And
well,
you get in a lot of wrecks.
When did you start riding in the rodeo?
Okay. all this was a plan because I weighed 87 pounds when I was a freshman in high school. And I was second and third string everything on every team. So I finally met a kid, this Robin Gwines, when I was a freshman in high school, and his older brother rode bulls. And we started hanging out. Next thing I know, we were going to a junior rodeo in Susanville, and I won the cow ride. There were probably 100 cow riders there, and I won the cow ride. And it was like it was pitch black the whole time I was riding, but I didn't let go. So anyway, I won this belt buckle. And then, you know, back in then, it was cool to be a cowboy in Red Bluff High. And so then I was really cool. So
you had that belt buckle.
I had
around,
that belt
yeah.
buckle. And everybody knew that this little John Grounding won the cow ride. So I was cool.
And then it progressed. You kept.
It did. And then, you know, that's where my life was taking me. And so. I junior rodeoed with my friends all through high school, and then I started college rodeoing when I went to school at Chico State, and I was on the – there was only like two or three of us on the team, but we ended up third that year, so we did really good. But – and then to go back, when I was 5-6 years old, Cotton Rosser was working for the 101 and the Stover Ranch, and that's how he married his first wife. Linda, but I'm 5-6 years old, and they're all talking about this rodeo cowboy, and I'm just a little, but it left an impression on me. And the next week after the cattleman's field day that they had at the Silver Ranch, and I really, now I like this Cotton Rosser, he's a cowboy. The next week is Red Bluff, and he's competing in the steer wrestling, the bronc riding, and one other event, and he does fairly well in them. So he became my hero when I'm 6 years old. And until he died, he was my hero.
Cotton Rosser.
Flying U Rodeo Company.
Yeah.
And so I always wanted to emulate him and to be like him. And I was blessed because of the direction of the divine intervention of the right people coming into my life at the right time. And I got in the rodeo business. And about that same time, Christian Brothers was starting to have trouble. And we were building our rodeo company up, and they were having trouble, so they brought us along with them, and we were there when they went out of business. We were just sitting there, and we inherited about 5-6 really good rodeos, and Redding was one of them.
Okay, we're here with John Grani, who is, I tell you what is, he is a legend in rodeo, but what is so cool is because we know John, and he sees us, and hey, Carl, but watching the other people. I mean, it's hard to get close.
They
to
come
him.
Close to bowing down, but anyway.
I've got 45, almost 50 years of experience, and the old guys have died, so I'm next. With that said, I can guide them. I can help them get through the PRCA, roadblocks and different things like that, or I can recommend an announcer or a bullfighter or a clown or somebody. And so they gravitate to me for that reason, but I don't think they really gravitate to me because I'm John Grounding. I've lived off the reputation of Lane and Red Rock, and then I'm Margo Grounding Trujillo's brother, and she's married to a world champion. So now I have a nephew that's riding bulls really good. Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about him in a minute, but we got to take a quick break here.
Shout out to our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria, holds their annual Stillwater Powwow during the first weekend in October. And the Redding Rancheria is a proud sponsor of the Native American Night at the Redding Rodeo that just celebrated 75 years. This is Carl and Linda Bott as we broadcast live from Las Vegas here at South Point. We'll be right back.
Whether you're born in country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Haas Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country covered wagon or the mighty Haas Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free. thanks to Haas Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichaasfarms.com or simply head out to Haas Farms and yell, Merry Christmas. They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Haas.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Cisco Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Saddle up and ring in the new year the wild, wild way at the 2023 New Year's Eve Bash in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Live music from Lance Michael Cornwell will keep your boots tapping and the dance floor hopping all night long. Enjoy a delicious buffet, dessert, swag, and drink special. The fun starts at 8 p.m. Tickets start at just $65 plus fees. Or go VIP for only $300 per couple, including a one-night stay at our luxurious hotel. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the South Point Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. For Carl and Linda Bott, we're here at the National Finals Rodeo, the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. This is going to be our third day of broadcasting, our last. We'll be back in the studios on Monday. It's just been a great, great experience, as usual. And I think the greatest experience, all the things that are going on, is the people we've met. And the people we've talked to and the people we've been around. And it is truly, you know, when they tell you that rodeo is a real people sport, they are exactly right. And we're blessed to have some sponsors here, and Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of them.
Safety Excellence Award.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Joint Replacement Excellence Award.
Can't hear you.
Oh. Okay, Patient Safety Excellence Award and Joint Replacement Excellence Awards. If you see all the different five-star recipient...
You've got to get closer, honey.
Failure. So, anyway, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Okay, they just can't hear you. I'm getting stuff from the... Thank you. Hey, our guest today is, for our final hour here, is John Grounding. And John, of course, had a... you know, came up through the business. He started when he was 87 pounds and that's the first time I heard about this. Won the steer riding contest.
It's actually cow riding.
Cow round.
Some,
okay.
Some cattleman from up there at Susanville, Lassen County, brought his cows in and there was 100 cow riders. I always remember I won like $150 and a nice belt buckle.
There you go. Okay, I got to ask it. You still have that belt buckle?
No, I always gave my belt buckles away, and that was one of my first ones, and, you know, I wore it till I won another one, and then I gave that to somebody, so.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know where it is right now.
Now, you're here, of course, with the PRCA, and we're here at South Point Hotel. And this is an incredible, incredible facility.
It is a great facility.
And you know the owner real well.
Right, Michael Gunn. I think we've been here almost 17 years now or something like that. It goes by really fast. But this is a Western horse facility, and they have world champion jumping horses here. They have cutters, reiners. Something out of there's 48 events out of the 52 weeks. And then for you guys that are in Northern California, Joe Bumgardner, the famous bullfighter, he runs this back part here. The facility, as far as getting dirt in, dirt out, the panels in, panels out, steam cleaning every one of the, making sure they're steam cleaned after every event. And
the stalls are
so
clean. They're
I'm really
amazing.
Proud of Joe. So it's nice.
Yeah, he's a local boy up there.
From Red Bull. Probably one of the most well-known bullfighters, the protectors, actually. He didn't really fight bulls like the ring, the bullfights. But he worked for us for almost 20 years, and he was here at the finals for 14, 15 years, and at the PBR finals for 17 years. So he is really well-known. So I'm always proud of him, and he, you know, we're all close still. So Joe works back here, but Michael Gunn, this was his vision a long time ago. He was sort of raised by Benny Binion. His dad, Jockey Gunn, owned a lot of casinos, but that was back in the 40s and 50s and 60s. And now Michael Gunn's sort of a front runner here in Las Vegas. And in the horse world, in the rodeo world, he's really well respected. So the other casinos go to him for advice and different. So I'm really proud of him and what he's done. And then also I have a distant cousin, Ryan Grounie, that is the manager here. And you just wonder sometimes, does Michael Gunn have that great a vision? He introduced me. I met Ryan when he was about 14, and we knew we were cousins, but we knew we were distant. Like, Ryan's an eighth cousin, and they're from, his family's from Omaha, Nebraska, in that area, and in Kansas. And so, anyway, he's the manager here now, and it's just like family here. So it really fits what I do.
Well, you know, it's funny, because when I heard the name, Grounie, and I went, No, it's got to be a coincidence. No, it's not. It's not a coincidence.
So Michael Gunn, you know, and he's like the old guard here, you know. He's not a mob, but he's, you know, what Michael Gunn says goes. And we're sitting there, and I'm meeting Ryan, and I'm meeting his dad, Mike Grounie, same as my brother. We don't change names in the Grounie family. But anyway, and I meet Ryan, and Ryan's about 14 and a half. And Michael Gunn is, I've just met Michael Gunn probably two or three days before that. And he goes, he'll come and work for you when he's out of high, you know, when he gets his driver's license, he'll come work. So all through high school, he worked for us. And then when he was in college, he'd come and work for us. But I think he knew that he wanted Ryan to have the knowledge of the cowboy world, because I think he already knew when Ryan was 14 that he'd be managing this one of these
days. Wow.
And Ryan's now, I think Ryan's 44 years old or something like that. But Michael Gunn had this vision. And this was a great vision for horses, for rodeo, for the world that I live in. And then also adding Ryan into management. It just made life so wonderful.
Is it, yeah. You know what this is? This is the kind of great interview
backstory.
I love. The backstories on this. Because we have not met one person here in this hotel, from waitresses to people all on through, that just don't think the world of Michael.
Right.
They all call him Michael.
Right, they do, and they all know him. And
they do.
And he, you know, he's not beyond, you know, they have a big cafeteria down below where all the employees eat.
Yeah.
And, they, you know, they get their lunches free and when they're working here. And Michael Gunn will go down there and have lunch with them or something.
That's what they said.
Right.
You know, he's down there having lunch with everybody.
He is so awesome. I'm really proud of him.
His people.
And you said that he paid them when... During COVID, when everything was shutting down, he still paid them.
Right, they weren't working. One of the jokes around here is they, you know, they had to shut down. There was no way of locking the doors. They never had odd lock. They don't have locks on or anything. So they had to go get chains and locks and lock the doors with chains and locks.
Oh, my gosh.
Because ever since this thing's been open, it's 24 hours a day.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
And what a great place. And you know, the... And I, you know what, if you're coming to Las Vegas, and you're not right on the strip, but you're close. But the thing about it is all the amenities, the way the people treat you here,
the
parking, all the restaurants.
It's beautiful.
It's awesome.
So
the room rates are excellent.
Yes, they are.
And then the food, you know, the food is excellent food. and it's inexpensive.
Yeah.
And so it just makes it nice to be here. Right. I feel this is my home away from home.
Well, oh, I tell you what, anytime we come to down here, this is where this we're going to stay.
And now we have the news is that 10-year extension.
Right, and that was really good news. That was actually bothering Michael Gunn. This was Benny Binion's, and when Benny Binion died, he goes, you know, he was telling Michael, this is your responsibility, you know, don't let it leave. And so it was really bothering Michael that they might pack up and move because they were being offered more money.
We're talking about the PRCA.
The PRCA and another town was trying to, you know, another city was trying to get this event.
Yeah, the National Fund.
And so it was all about money and then without thinking about what's offered here. But Tom and the PRCA, I think in their wisdom, knew that in the long term, this was the place to be.
And they made
so it worked out good, and I know it made Michael Gunn feel really good.
Yeah.
And when he feels really good, I feel really good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is good.
He feels good. Everybody feels good.
Right.
So
as
we're sitting in front of the arena today, we were talking about this with you, John, before we came on live.
As we're doing
right over here is this bucking. Can you share with our listeners what transpires here?
Okay. Well, this. When Benny Binion was alive, when we used to do this sale right there at Thomas Mack in the morning, and we'd be out of there by 2 o'clock in the rodeo would happen that night. But so many things were happening at the Thomas and Mack that we were actually there was a committee of us that were in charge of the bucking horse sale, and it's known as the Benny Binion bucking horse sale. And one of his daughters, Brenda Michael, who just passed away this year, she kept it alive. She helped donate money to it and everything, and then Michael Gunn, being part of that family, actually, he made sure that we had a home for it right here. So the sale was yesterday and today, and then the roping will start tomorrow and go all the way into next Sunday.
That's World Series roping.
World Series roping. Almost $17 million worth of prizes will be handed out.
How many competitors in this?
I don't know how that works, but there's about 100 and some competitors in every event, and it goes. It starts early in the morning, and it'll go into the evening.
I heard there's thousands.
Right. So it is thousands. And it's hard. The hard thing now is finding places to park all the trailers and then find housing for all the horses. There's 1,100 stalls here, 1,100 something, but there's 1,100 stalls here. And then the Silverado across the highway, they've got stalls over there. And then
they bring in portable stalls.
A lot of portable stalls.
I think Steve said yesterday they can take about around 4,000.
Right.
That's a lot of horses. A lot of contestants.
A lot of good horses. A lot of money.
We have to take a quick break here. We are here with John Grant, who has just given us a background about the hotel, what's going on here. We're going to talk about a new company he has. Talk about the old company and then the new company. But this portion of the show brought to you by
Holiday Harbor. Let's thank our Bronco sponsor. Open 7 days a week starting April through October and 5 days a week November through March. You know, you can go on to LakeShasta.com and reserve your boat. Why not rodeo at night and party on the lake?
Remember that off-season rates are happening during rodeo week, so you can save some money there, and they've got everything you can imagine to have a great time on the lake. So party on the lake during the day and bucking by the river at night. That's Holiday Harbor. We'll be right back.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Memory
Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of South Point. Yeah, we're down here at South Point Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada for the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, and which was supposed to start last night and was postponed to tonight due to the tragedy they had here on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus. But we have been interviewing a wonderful selection of people, starting with our Reading Rodeo people, John Payne, the one-armed bandit, who's been an entertainer at Reading Rodeo for years, 15 times Entertainer of the Year for the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. We had the CEO of the Professional Cowboys Association, Tom Glaus, and their Steve Knowles, their operations and admin guy. Today we've had the general manager over there at Red Bluff Roundup, and talking about the different things they're doing, the things they've got going, and how Reading and Red Bluff are very, very much simpatico. And then we've got John Growney, but John is such an icon and a hero around here. He's got cowboys around him and other people, and he just got sucked away from here, and it's just beautiful to see. Of course, John Growney, his company owned Red Rock, and the big battle that Lane Frost and Red Rock had over the years, and how famous it made the Reading Rodeo, but how famous it made that bull. and he was such a competitive bull, but such a gentle bull. So, and like I said, there's, I mean, he is surrounded. I hope I can get him back over here. Yeah. John, the world is waiting. Okay. Yeah, he's on his way back now. you know, John, this is exactly what I meant. You go, oh, no, it's not like that. Boom. You're surrounded by competitors, by now, I don't know who those people are, but yeah.
They're friends from Sonoma.
In Sonoma.
That's where my mom was raised.
Oh, okay.
And so I met them through rodeo, and but they're lifetime friends.
Yeah. Okay, so the bucking horse sale here, we talked about how it came about, but what happens in this? These are all rodeo horses we're talking
about. Right. You know, I told you this stock contracting world, it's tough. There's very little money in it. And this is almost a sad part about the rodeo business. Are we good?
Yeah, we're good. We're
okay.
Wrong.
The thing about the rodeo business is it's so financially tough that some of these guys, when they have a really good horse, they end up having to sell that horse because they can make some really – a good saddle bronc horse is worth $100,000 now. So we'll see what they bring. Some horses brought $40,000-$50,000 yesterday, but then you're seeing more and more stock contractors on the upper end that have another business that can help finance the rodeo business, and even we're in that category now. And it's a good feeling that you know we can still do a great job putting on rodeos, but there's an outside source of money that helps finance the rodeo company.
Different income streams.
Right.
And you're back into the
So I'm back in it.
Into the contract.
This Patrick Witham, he's the owner of Pro Rodeo, Legacy Pro Rodeo, and that's our rodeo company. And he came to me last year during the NFR and says, hey, I want to hire you to help me find a good rodeo company. And I called this Jeff Flinton, and they're out of Utah, and they were the Kirby Rodeo Company, Bar T. And they started in 1948. They were an old established company like the Flying U. And I just called Jeff asking questions about some other stock contractors. And he shared some information that I needed to know on about five different stock contractors that were selling. But then at the end of our conversation, he goes, we haven't told anybody, but we're for sale also.
Oh my. And
for us to find this rodeo company, the Bar T, it just could not have been any better. And so we've got a lot of good broncs, a lot of good bulls, and then we're able to add to that team. And that's the whole idea of in the rodeo business. It's like a football team. You know, some age out, horses age out, bulls age out, and then are they get crippled a little bit, or you know, they just are they decide they just don't want to be a bucking horse or a bucking bull anymore. But we're able to keep adding to that team, and then we're raising bucking horses and buying bucking horses. So I see a great future for this pro rodeo company that I work for, this Legacy Pro Rodeo.
So the question would be, like, you talk about that it's very much like a football team.
It's exactly.
So you have, like, a manager, and how many people would be in your company?
Okay, well, we have a livestock boss, and I'm sort of the PR guy, and I'm sort of a manager also because of the knowledge that I bring with me. And then a lot of the new rodeos that when we bought Kirby out, the Bar T out, you're not guaranteed a rodeo because that committee, their relationship was established with the company that they already had. And not just the company, but the family and
right.
The people they dealt with all the time. So I feel like I'm dragging.
But you know, you brought.
Well,
you
I knew.
Brought, yeah,
I knew somebody on every committee that
yeah,
I went to.
Yeah.
And so it helped because they had reservations about this new outfit that was coming in, you know, going to take over that rodeo company. They didn't know what it was going to be like, you know, our personality or who we
yeah.
were or anything. And then my job was just to reassure them that we're going to be a bigger and better company than the company we bought. And we proved it last summer, and our relationship with the Cowboys is great, with our committees is great, and now our reputation of bucking stock is so good that We're going to Denver and San Antonio and Houston this year, and to Nampa, four major rodeos, and then Red Bluff and Clovis has hired us for some livestock. So I'm doing my job, and then the company is doing their job, and we are just loaded with good saddle bronc horses and good bulls.
Well, you know,
pretty soon.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Okay.
Now.
And when we come back, like, how many, when you say within a company and you talk about a football team, we can see at that point the visual of that. So when we come back, let's talk about the number.
Okay. No, we will.
And the other thing I'd like to talk about, you've got the experiences. What do you see in the future for pro rodeo?
And that's something we'll talk about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So this portion of the show brought to you by
our title sponsor, Wind River Resort Casino and Hotel. Remember, Wednesday night, our opening night for the Reading Rodeo in 2024 is Native American Night. So get your tickets. They're on sale now, December 13th. Go to
readingrodeo.com. There you go. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Don't rock the jukebox. I want to hear some Jones. My heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stone. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular, interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaws.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Need a cure for the midweek blues? Laughter is the best medicine. Join us in overtime every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for Comedy Night. Enjoy the humor of different comedians every Wednesday. And the weekend is heating up in overtime with karaoke every Thursday and DBJs performing every Friday and Saturday night. So grab your friends, your dancing shoes, and enjoy signature cocktails with no cover charge. See WinRiver.com for the weekly lineup.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moments at the river.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Every road in this here land, I've been everywhere, man.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the South Point Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, here for the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. We've been here broadcasting for 3 days, just had a great time talking to a lot of wonderful people, and South Point is just a wonderful place to stay.
We're heading to the rodeo tonight for opening night ceremony, and we will be doing a Facebook Live probably somewhere from the floor or the media room or something, but be watching Facebook because, and also you want to go to the Cowboy Channel so you can see the opening night ceremony as well. Thank you out to our title sponsor. We're so grateful for our title sponsor. That is Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort Casino. As we have been bringing these live broadcasts from Las Vegas, we're going to have a better than ever rodeo in Redding in 2024. Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. Remember, next year, 2024, Redding Rodeo tickets are on sale now. And on Wednesday night, 2024, opening night is our special Native American night. We also want to shout out to our Bronco sponsor, which is Holiday Harbor. Houseboat rentals, small boat rentals, RV park, full service marina, as well as Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And our guest is John Growney. Good. You know what?
It's I feel like a guest. I feel like more of a family.
Yeah, well, you are. You
okay,
know,
all right.
You know, you could do this. You know, just John sitting here, and he just gets pulled away to groups of people. We got the stock contractor of the year for the PRC. But you've got your new company, and it's Legacy Pro Rodeo.
Legacy Pro Rodeo.
You know, one of the things you mentioned was, you started feeding your animals differently.
Right. Nutritional aspect and why.
Here we are. You know, rodeo is always the last to learn something, I guess. But the nutrition in feeding your buck and stock, we always grained and fed hay.
Yeah.
But there's more to it. There's minerals, there's vitamins, there's training, there's exercise. So many things that, you know, I didn't know about it. We all inherit what we do. And, I just emulated whatever Christensen Brothers and Flying U Rodeo Company did and no more. And then another thing is they tried to do a rodeo every weekend. They were going and going and going. And my deal with this Patrick Witham, my boss now, is we need a break. We need a weekend off every once in a while, more than often, because it worked out really good last summer where we never did a rodeo back to back. And so that stock got 10 days off instead of 5 days off. And you can just see that resting period, that good feed, good exercise, it made a difference. So our horses and bulls, we started bucking them the first part of June, and at the end of September was our last rodeo. We noticed that they got better instead of just going through a routine and they were tired. And
well, you equated this to like a football team. So if you think about football in the 70s and 80s and how people rack their bodies.
Right.
And then you see how they're protected, how Tom Brady, for instance, trains year round. Eats everything that goes into his mouth, how he trains, how he stretches.
Right.
And he can go the long game.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of money involved in it, but look at the perfection.
It pays off. What I noticed more than anything is the team stays together longer. You know, animals are just like people. They age out.
Yeah.
But as we're watching them now, instead of losing them 15 years from now or whatever, they're going to go into 20 or 25 years where they're still really good, and it was all through nutrition.
Well, you know, you see in some of these, the classy bucking right. horses 20 years old.
Right.
I mean,
we know that when we feed them right and rest them right, that we don't have to reach out and buy a lot more because that team is staying together longer. Mm-hmm. And then as we do, like we're here, we're going to buy three or four really good saddle broncs, and we hope to find some bareback horses here. And we already bought two really good bulls here. And we know that if we treat them right, feed them right, and do everything the way we're supposed to, that they're going to last us longer. So we're getting more out of that.
And John, let's address the care of these animals.
The athletes.
People don't realize, you know, all you hear is, oh, they're,
right.
they're abused. They're abused,
right.
Getting hit with hot
right.
shots.
Right.
You know,
right. Almost all that is eliminated. But that was part of the old school because we didn't know any better.
Right.
But now as we're learning and we're getting better at it, we know, you know, I always wish that I had people with me sometimes. When a horse bucks off a person, that horse, instead of going off, bucking off, he'll make about one or two really good jumps right alongside that guy going, I gotcha. You know, and then his head will go up and his tail will go up and he'll go into that end zone trot, I call it.
Yeah.
Because he knows that he just beat that guy. Animals know what's going on. I actually know that horses are smarter than we are. They're more aware of what's going on around them.
I'm sorry to interrupt this, but because John Payne was here and he talked about his buffaloes, his horses, his Mustangs, they're his best friends. And he said that they have never lied to him. They've always
they're his best friends.
Him every morning, and he hangs out with his animals.
Right.
And that's the kind of thing that we're hearing right now with you talking
right.
about.
And
this
you know
care.
Something that I really learned is the young ones, the newbies. You know, they were raised out on a pasture somewhere. Or, you know, they were in a feedlot that they were a bull, but they were just being handled like a regular cattle. And then all of a sudden they come into this rodeo world where they're getting on trucks, going to another arena, getting different hay, you know, doing so many things. But then they start settling into it and going, oh, that's a pretty good little world that we're living in. And you can just see them. But that first year on a young animal, it's tough on it. It's stressful and it's everything. But I think it's like me when I was in Little League. You know, you're a young kid and you're in Little League and there's older kids you're playing against. You know, they're just stressing it if you care about what you're doing. And our animals are just like that. And so they need about a year, so we don't push them very hard that first year. Or even sometimes the second year. Where you bring them along. You don't just push them. You don't throw them to the wolves. You don't throw them to the good cowboys until they're ready to throw the good cowboys off.
And you've had breeding programs, of course. Yes. You know, we talk Red Rock, but your breeding programs.
Right.
I'll always remember when the first time we interviewed you years ago. And you said when that bull goes into that chute and looks out there, he knows what he's doing.
Right. Here's the darn. When Donnie Kiss started raising bucking bulls, his first crop, we ended up with 3 years later after they were 3 and 4 or 5 year olds, they all came to the national finals. He had 6 bulls that all came out of the same year crop. And they were Oscar Red Rock prodigies.
Yeah.
And it was fun to watch those young bull calves come into the bucking chutes for that first time, and it was like they already knew they'd been there. It's like seeing a good bird dog, or you know they just know. Yeah, you know, they don't know why, but they'd been there, and they knew from the get go what they wanted to do. So you're seeing more and more people raise bucking bulls, and through that though. You're actually buying really good bulls at a fairly good price. It's cheaper to go buy a bull than it is to raise a bull.
Oh, okay. We're here with John Growney, and we're running out of time, unfortunately. We could keep you here all day, and you know, but we can't because people come in and pull him away and all that, and you're getting ready to go in there and buy some horses.
It is.
Yeah.
And John asks us, what's it like to be, you know, married, coming on the road, and doing like, you know, it's been an adventure for us, really, being here. And doing a new location, adding another day. We really want to thank Pat Karch and Pam Karch. They came to help us set up
all of our Christina.
Producers.
Oh, Christina, you've done a wonderful
job.
And
our sponsors, Wind River and Shasta Regional and Holiday Harbor, you know, they came forth and we could advertise. Because, you know, during rodeo, it brings in a lot of people, and they stay, and they play, and they want to do fun things. So we really appreciate the tie-in, and here we are. We've been blessed.
We have been, and it, you
to
know,
be here. We are blessed.
And, you know, having our last interview with John,
yeah, I agree. Perfect.
It makes
my heart.
Perfect.
You know, when you guys got on the committee, I knew that was the link that the Reading Rodeo was missing. And you guys will add a lot to it. You're already adding a lot to it. So I want you to know that I'm proud of you guys too. And that's what we need. I remember when I first started, you know, and I hope the city of Reading, management and the government in there,
yeah.
I hope they realize how important the Reading Rodeo is. It's probably one of the most important events that they have there. And the revenue that it brings to the community is just, you can't weigh it anywhere else. And then the recognition that it gives the Reading Rodeo. I like the thing of the rodeo on the river. And it's just a great brand for Reading Rodeo. And people that have it, the rodeo arena was made for rodeo. Horses buck good in that arena. Bulls buck outstanding, and the cattle run good in it. So it just, you've got a great facility and a great location, and I just hope the people of Reading realize how great the Reading Rodeo is.
I think the people of Reading do. It's, you know, again, we go back into the city governments. But John Grani, thank you so much. And
he does your rodeo.
Yeah.
He did it. That's Ash.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been a great interview to have.
Well, you know what? We're going to use you next year to help us line up some of these people, too.
Yeah,
I mean, but you're